In footsteps true, we strive each day. In footsteps true, we strive each day to walk in the path of Imam Ahmad Raza's way. Ahmad Raza.
Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen wa salatu wa salamu ala Sayyidil Mursaleen amma ba'd fa'audhu billahi min ash-shaytanir rajeem bismillahir rahmanir rahim wa salatu wa salamu alayki ya Rasulullah wa salatu wa salamu alayki ya Habibullah wa salatu wa salamu alayki ya Nabiyullah wa ala alika wa ashabika ya Nurullah The final Prophet of Allah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam has stated The closest to me amongst people on the Day of Judgment will be the one who recites the most salat upon me. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Welcome to a new silsila called Blessed Footsteps of Ala Hazrat, Imam Ahl Sunnat, Imam Ahmad Raza Khan alayhi rahmatul rahman. Regarding, mashallah, Sayyidi Ala Hazrat, we must talk about the month of Safar, as this was the month in which the blessed Urs of Ala Hazrat takes place. Those of you watching, you might ask, what is Urs, especially for young viewers, brothers who don't really speak Urdu. Urs is basically the blessed demise of a pious individual. So for example, Ala Hazrat Imam Ahl Sunnat, the one who we're going to talk about today, inshallah, azza wa jalla, and throughout this silsila, he left this world in the month of Safar. And on the day in which he left this world, the Muslims around the world, they celebrate and commemorate a beloved of Allah meeting Allah azza wa jalla. So a friend of Allah, a pious man of Allah, who was part of the muttaqeen, the God-fearing, the ones who were the pious, the ones who were close to Allah, who loved the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, their whole lives were devoted to the sunnah, the teachings of Islam. So Ala Hazrat, when he passed away, when he left this world in Safar, brothers around the world normally do Khatam Sharif on the day he left this world. Brothers around the world remember him. They talk about his teachings, they talk about his blessed life, they take lessons from him. Unfortunately, we live in a time where people talk about Safar in a negative way. So just a couple of things regarding the month of Safar. The word Safar, actually, Saad, Fa, and Ra, in the Arabic language, is a compilation of three letters. And of course, the language of Arabic is very vast. And one word can have multiple meanings, various meanings. The experts of language have provided many meanings for the word Safar in itself. And one of these meanings of these words is to be empty. So with this in mind, let's look at where the name of the month Safar was derived from. There's a few reasons why it's called Safar. Number one, as soon as the month Safar began, it was customary amongst the Arabs to leave their homes for the purpose of war and travel. This resulted in their homes being empty, vacant, which is why the phrase Safar al-Makan, i.e. the house has become empty, is used. So there was a time in the month of Safar, whenever it began, the Arabs would leave their homes and their homes would be empty for the purpose of war and travel. And this is one of the reasons why Safar was named Safar. Another explanation offered for naming this month Safar is that in this month, the Arabs would raid other tribes and leave them without possessions. And a third reason why Safar would be called Safar, in this month, the Arabs would gather provisions of food and drink in a city named Safariya, which would result in their homes becoming empty. Allahu Akbar. It's mentioned that the Arabs would actually call this month Najir or Safar Sani. Allama Jalaluddin Suyuti, Shafi'i Rahmatullahi Ta'ala, who's around the time 900 years after Hijri, he states that people would often call Muharram and Safar Safarain, because Muharram didn't have the first month of Islam. The name Muharram wouldn't be popular, so people would call these 2 months Safarain, i.e. like Rabiul Awwal and Rabiul Thani, or Jamadul Ula, Jamadul Ukhra. They would also refer to Muharram as Safarul Awwal and Safar, Safar al-Sani. As the month of Safar is blessed, it is for this reason it is also called Safar al-Muzaffar, i.e. the successful one, and Safar al-Khair, i.e. the one with goodness. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Dear viewers of Madni Channel, those who are watching, those who are listening, the month of Safar is also blessed like any other month in the year. Therefore, we should try our best to abstain from committing sin in this month. We should try to perform as many good actions in this month as we can. Make preparation for Nawafil fasts, voluntary fasts, perform Salah, Nawafil Salah, voluntary Salah, recite invocations, send peace and blessings upon the Prophet ﷺ in abundance, and act upon the awrad of wazayf reported from the pious predecessors, rahimahumullah ta'ala. By virtue of this, you will gain goodness in abundance, inshallah, azza wa jalla. This is some advice from Amir al-Sunnat and his blessed book, The Month of Safar is Not Accursed, on how we should spend this month. Just like any other month, Safar is special as well. And unfortunately, in this day and age, people regard Safar as being a bad omen or being bad luck, you could say. This is not true. This is all false, and this has not been mentioned anywhere in the books of Islam. In fact, Safar, like I've mentioned one reason at the beginning of this silsila, Ala Hazrat Imam Ahlul Sunnat, Imam Ahmad Raza Khan, he left this world in this month. And there are a few other things that we will mention later on that happened in this month that are very blessed. This is something that every Muslim should know. Every mashallah child should know, that if there's a misconception, there's something that's being spread that's going against the teachings of Islam. Or you could say that there's a rumor which mentions something that's bad when it's not true. Then we should all be educated in this. We should educate our children and we should have the answers ready. There's a lot of people who say, unfortunately, especially the older generation, it's come from them where Safar is bad luck. We shouldn't get married in Safar. We shouldn't start a business in Safar. We shouldn't send our daughter away with the groom in Safar. You know, the ruksati, they say, after a wedding. This is not true. This is nowhere in any book of Islam. In fact, it's mentioned, alhamdulillah, in the books of Amir al-Sunnat. You can download this book or you can buy this book from your nearest Maktabatul Madina or on the Dawud Islami's library, the website, inshallah. In the month of Safar, after Isha Salah on the first night, so every Muslim in the month of Safar after Isha Salah, he should offer 4 rakat. And how would you read these 4 rakat? What would you read in the first rakat? Suratul Kafirun after Surah Fatiha 15 times. In the second rakat after Surah Fatiha, you would read Surah Ikhlas 11 times. And in the third rakat, you would recite Surah Falaq 15 times. And in the fourth rakat, Suratul Nas 15 times. After performing Salam, recite Iyyaka na'budu wa Iyyaka nasta'een a few times, followed by salawat upon the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam 70 times. Allah Almighty, it has been mentioned, will bestow such a person who does this with great reward and protect him from every calamity. Subhanallah. Those people who say Safar is a bad omen, Safar is bad luck, then why are we being told by the knowledgeable individuals, by the mufti-e-ikram, the awliya, the walis of our time, to read something like this on the first night of Safar? Something special, isn't it, brothers? Something special, isn't it, viewers of Madhi Channel, in this month? And there are beautiful wazaif that we have just seen and read, mashallah. And you have the opportunity to read this yourself in this book, The Month of Safar is Not a Curse. Again, mashallah, if you forget, you can read it in this book. And mashallah, this book has beautiful stages where it talks about the reason why it's called Safar and the blessings in which one can attain in Safar. And then how can one increase his sustenance in Safar as well. And then different things. For example, why we should fast in Safar or other months of Islam, and misconceptions, what the misconceptions are, what people deem to be bad luck, and also what were the special historical events that took place in the month of Safar. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Another, mashallah, beautiful thing to learn about the month of Safar and why it is blessed for me and you. It's mentioned by Sayyidina Umar, the leader of the believers, that whoever has performed Hajj is forgiven. In the month of Zulhijjah, the Hajis would go and they perform Hajj. And Sayyidina Umar Faruqi Azam has said that whoever has performed Hajj, we do dua together that for the sake of the Hajis who have just performed their Hajj, may Allah forgive me and you and our parents, our family members, those who have passed away without accountability. But what did Sayyidina Umar say? One, he said that they are forgiven. The Haji is forgiven. The one who has performed Hajj, he is forgiven. And whoever the Haji seeks forgiveness for in Zulhijjah, in Muharram, and in Safar, and the 20 days of Rabiul Awwal, they will also be forgiven. SubhanAllah. So Alhamdulillah, another, mashallah, we could say, the misconceptions are slowly being wiped away. People who say, you don't do dua, don't do ibadat, mashallah. If you know somebody who's performed Hajj right now, somebody with you, somebody next to you, you know someone who's mashallah in your phone book, call him. Tell him it's the month of Safar. Do dua for me. Sayyidina Umar, Faruqi Azam, the one who has more knowledge than me and you. He has more knowledge than us. He's saying that the Haji is forgiven. And the one who he does dua for, he is also forgiven. And specifically he has mentioned in Zulhijjah, in Muharram, in Safar, and the first 20 days of Rabiul Awwal. That's how special Hajj is. That's how special, mashallah, the Haji is. And, mashallah, he didn't say, Sayyidina Umar Faruqi Azam radiallahu ta'ala anhu, that you can do dua in Muharram and you can do dua in Zulhijjah and the first 20 days of Rabiul Awwal, but not in Safar. No, he never said this. He said also in Safar, mashallah. Again, further, you could say, clarifying and further clamping down, providing evidence and support in this argument that Safar is a blessed month. And not only we should be aware of it, our pious predecessors, our mashallah leaders, like Sayyidina Umar Faruqi Azam, they knew this and they also told us this, subhanAllah. It's also mentioned for blessings of sustenance. Whoever recites Surah Alam Nashrah, Surah Wattin, Surah Idha Ja'a Nasrullahi Wal Fath, and Surah Qul Huwallahu Ahad 80 times each on the final Wednesday of the month of Safar, inshallah Azza wa Jalla, he will become wealthy before the month ends, subhanallah. And it is also stated that his lifespan will be extended. Again, dear viewers of Madni Channel, our brothers, if Safar was bad luck, if Safar is, you're not supposed to start any business, then why are we provided blessings in sustenance to recite Surah Alam Nashra, Surah Teen, Surah, mashallah, Idha Ja'a Nasrullahi Wal Fath, Surah Ikhlas, Qul Huwallahu Ahad. Why should we read this 80 times each on a final Wednesday of Safar, specifically in the month of Safar, the final Wednesday? Because it says that you will become wealthy before the month ends. And it's also mentioned in another narration that his lifespan will be extended. So again, further evidence has been provided that Safar is not bad luck. This is a mindset that's crept into the Ahl Sunnah wal Jama'ah, the elders, unfortunately, our Buzurgan Deen, some of us who unfortunately don't have education, don't have ilm ul deen. We just, sometimes you have brothers who say, I've been going to the masjid for 20 years, I've been going to the masjid for 50 years, who are you to tell me? You're a kid, you're a youngster, where's they mentioned this? I haven't seen this anywhere. Amiri Ahl Sunnat mentions this in his book. Alhamdulillah, the Alama Maulana Muhammad Ilyas Attar Qadri Damat Barakat Mul Aliyah, who is an ocean of knowledge, alhamdulillah, he's spreading knowledge through his, mashallah, various shobajat of Da'wat Islami, various, mashallah, departments of Da'wat Islami. And every single department, don't doubt, you will learn something new. You will gain some sort of sacred knowledge, alhamdulillah. And again, Amir al-Sunnat very clearly has stated in his books that we should be wary of these things, that Safar is not a bad omen. Safar al-Muzaffar, it means the successful one. Safar al-Khair means the one in which goodness lies. These are traits of this month, mashallah. This is a special month. And we should learn about this month, why it's been called this month, the different types of names of this month. Why? What did Sayyidina Umar Faruqi Adam say regarding this month? What kind of wazaif can we read to increase sustenance? Is it true that businesses are a bad omen, or letting our children go get married in this month? Is it wrong in this month? No, it's not. We've proven this, alhamdulillah. It's also been stated, alhamdulillah, that amongst the many myths of Safar, during that age of ignorance, due to false assumptions, the Arabs would consider this month to be ill-omened, as mentioned before. Allama Badruddin Aini, rahmatullahi alayhi, who passed away in the year 855 after Hijri, he alludes to this by saying, during the age of ignorance, meaning prior to Islam, people would hold such superstitious thoughts about this month, such as believing that many difficulties and calamities occurred in this month. It is for this reason that people started to think that Safar to be ominous. In declaring their superstitious thoughts as baseless, the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam has stated, La safara. Safar is nothing. Now what does this mean? To the onlooker, to the people who are listening, you're probably agreeing with the people who thought Safar was bad. It's ominous that if the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, La safara, Safar is nothing. If you don't look at the context, then you will of course agree with these people. But mashallah, this is why context, the Mufassiri, the Muhaddiseen, it is very important to look through their eyes at the Quran and the blessed hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Because if you just look at this as face value, la safara, safar is nothing, people would easily, you know, misconstrued the month, the meaning, and they would say, okay, yes, safar is bad. But no, what does the likes of Sheikh Abdul Haq Muhaddis al-Delvi, rahmatullahi alayhi, who passed away in the year 1052 after Hijri, what did he say? He writes regarding the commentary of this hadith, La Safara, Safar is nothing. And this is a hadith of Bukhari Sharif. He says, the general public perceive this Safar al-Muzaffar to be a time for when affliction, disasters, adversities descend. This concept is false and has no reality. Unfortunately, in this day and age, there's a lot of us. We need to educate ourselves through the programs of Da'wat Islami. We need to educate ourselves through the Ijtimaat of Da'wat Islami, especially in this month. Go, make sure, it is a humble request, that speak to your local imams regarding Safar of Da'wat Islami. Various Fizan Medina around the world have been built, alhamdulillah. Just in the UK currently, there are more than 100 different centers, mashallah, local to you guys. You should go and you should speak to the imam, speak to the scholars, speak to the ulama. The ulama, al-ulama'u warathatul anbiya'i. The ulama are the inheritors of the, mashallah, the prophets, i.e. they are the next in line to teach us about our religion. And when things like this happen, where people start misconstruing or not fully understanding the hadith, taking it at face value, and giving their own meanings to it. Like it says here, La Safara, Safar is nothing. If me and you looked at this at face value, without Sheikh Muhaddis al-Delvi's commentary, without the Muhaddiseen, we would say, oh yes, Safar is bad. Safar is actually nothing. Nothing is good in Safar. No, this was actually an answer to the Arabs of that time, who used to say things like this, that Safar is bad. So it is very important for me and you to inshallah go and study from the books of Islam. And an amazing opportunity for me and you in this day and age is the library of Da'wat Islami. This mawad, these books, alhamdulillah, these are free to download, mashallah. If anybody asks you a question, or your children today, brothers, we live in a time, and I will leave you with this. We live in a time where children will know all the footballers, they will know all the cricketers, they will know all the musicians. But when you ask them regarding the hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, when you ask them, and try this today, ask your children, you know, the children who are sitting, or ask yourself. Forget asking the children, ask yourself, do I know the best footballer today? Do I know the cricketers today? Do I know the famous musicians today? Ma'adallah, a lot of us listening today will say, yes, I know these people. I know who they are. I know how many homes they have. I know who they're going with, where they're going to, where, what restaurant they're eating at. I know how, what's their net worth. Are they millionaires or billionaires? But let me ask you, and you ask yourself this question. Who are the Ashraya Mabashara, the 10 chosen companions of the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, who the Prophet Muhammad gave glad tidings to in their blessed life, that they are Jannatis? Another question. How many children did the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam have? Okay, if you don't know how many children, how many sons did he have? How many daughters did he have? There were some individuals that I know personally. I spoke to some youth. I work with the youth. And I spoke to one youngster, one individual, and I asked him, and listen very carefully, I asked him, what is the name of the Prophet, the final Prophet, the Messenger of Allah? He couldn't answer me. So just like today, we've learned that the month of Safar is actually not accursed. The month of Safar has full blessing. What were the different names of Safar? Why is there misconceptions? And what were the answers regarding the misconceptions in light of Hadith, Muhaddithin? Like Sheikh Muhaddis al-Delvi, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, what did he commentate on the Hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? We also come to know what is Sayyidina Umar Farooq Adam say. He said, ask the Haji to do dua for you. He said, ask the Haji to do dua for you, the Haji who does dua for you in the month of Zulhijjah, Muharram, Safar, and the first 20 days of Rabiul Awwal. The Haji is forgiven, and the one who he does dua for is forgiven as well. So we've learned a lot of things like this. Inshallah, in the next episode, please join us again. We will go deeper into the historical events that took place in Safar, further cementing our belief that Safar is not accursed. In fact, Safarul Muzaffar, Safarul Khair, Safar, mashallah, which is full of blessings. Inshallah, azawajallah, through these historical events, we will come to realize and we will cement our belief that Safar is indeed is a month for the successful ones. And it is a safarul khair. It is the one in which goodness lies. Inshallah, azza wa jalla. Until next time. Sallu ala al-habib. Sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad. Sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam.
In footsteps true, we strive each day. In footsteps true, we strive each day. To walk in the path of Imam Ahmad Raza's way. Ahmad Raza.